Cats kill roughly a billion birds of a great many species every year in the United States alone. Cat rescue organizations sometimes dispute the numbers, but that's tricky now that a great many people, using various methodologies, have concluded pretty much the same thing. My cat, Casey, had been part of an early trap-neuter release program in Ohio, eating birds in my daughter's backyard until I brought her home in 2006. We had her declawed right away because our 9-year-old cat, Miss Kitty, had been declawed and would be defenseless against a well-armed, spunky young cat. We, of course, kept Casey indoors, but she managed to sneak out 4 times over the years during construction projects or other hectic times, and even without claws, she killed and brought home at least one animal, usually a chipmunk, all 4 times. Cats by nature kill. And my sweet cat, in excellent health after regular meals and all the vet care we got for her when I brought her home, was in prime condition to do a lot of damage, even without claws. Foxes, hawks, and other natural wild predators die out or move on long before their prey in a given area can be depleted because they can't afford to go more than a day or two without a successful hunt. Pet cats allowed to roam, or stray or feral cats fed by people, are not subject to these natural forces. They're subsidized killers. Those feedings actually put them in better shape to kill more effectively. People who brought me birds their cats had injured invariably felt virtuous and righteous for saving the bird. They may have gone to some lengths to put it in a box and drive it to me, but almost every one of those cat-injured birds died anyway. Despite antibiotics and veterinary care paid for out of my own pocket, the financial toll for rehabbing birds was bad enough, but the emotional toll on me and also on my children watching these beautiful doomed birds struggle to stay alive was far, far heavier. For some reason, a great many people seem to believe that because cats act so independent and self-sufficient, we aren't responsible for their actions. I'm a dog person, but the cats that I've allowed into my life and heart were dearly loved and cared for. When we take in a cat, its life and well-being, and also its actions, become entirely our responsibility. People once allowed dogs to roam as they still do cats. Now cats are the top rabies carrier of all domesticated animals, and many individual feral cats are extremely aggressive and dangerous to humans as well as wildlife. The tragic way America solved the dog problem was for just about every jurisdiction to start requiring owned dogs to be licensed and kept under the owner's control everywhere except on the owner's actual property. Animal control officers searched for and caught loose dogs. If no one claimed one within a specified length of time, it was adopted out or, more often, euthanized. That was a terrible solution, yet it was the only way to solve a terrible problem. Now the cat problem needs the same horrible solution. Euthanizing unowned cats is sad, but not removing them from the wild causes orders of magnitude more death. Yes, cat lives are valuable, but so are bird lives. Imagine a doctor who keeps one patient alive by draining all the blood from 100 other people and then boasts about saving that one life. That is what people supporting trap-neuter release programs or people intentionally letting their cats outdoors are doing, closing their eyes to avian suffering and death to the tune of a billion birds a year is unconscionable. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.